SBS Radio.
Habang parami na parami ang mga baby boomer o mga taong ipinanganak sa pagitan ng taong 1946 at 1964 na inaasam na magawa ang isa sa nakalista sa kanilang mga pangarap na gawin o bucket list na paglalakbay sa ibang bansa, may 1,004 na turista naman ang dumarating sa Australia bawat oras upang galugarin ang malawak at magkakaibang lugar sa bansa. Ano ang ilan sa pinakamahusay na lugar na maaaring bisitahin upang lumikha ng mga di malilimutang pambihirang karanasan sa sarili mong bansa? Sa tampok na ulat ni Amit Shen Yuang na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Si Yarnka Weiss mula sa German-Australian Travel ay gumagawa ng booking ng mga turista patungo sa Uluru maraming taon na. Pangarap ni Weiss na isang araw ay makapunta sa sagradong lugar ng mga taong Yarnka Jajara at Pitjan Jajara na binibisita ng higit sa 250,000 katao bawat taon.
I would go into the desert resort or I would go to the Dinner of Silence, okay? I have heard so much about it and it definitely the dinner is outside, literally in the desert, and you just have got your table prepared for you and for the group in the desert. The experience and the stars and everything, it is just absolutely breathtaking. And of course, the walk, the culturally walk around the Uluru to feel the energy and the pulse of Australia, because that's what I think that's what it's all about.
Ipinapakita na kamakailang datos ng Australian Bureau of Statistics na ang bilang ng mga baby boomer o iyong mga tao na ipinanganak sa pagitan ng mga taong 1946 at 1964 na naglalakbay sa ibang bansa ay nadagdagan ng higit sa 80% sa nakalipas na 5 taon. Nakikita ni Sarah Bert Whistle mula sa 50 Plus Travel Club na ang karamihan sa kanyang mga kliyente na may edad na nasa pagitan ng 50 hanggang 70 ay may posibilidad na itakda ang kanilang mga pagbiyahe sa ibang bansa habang kaya pa ng kanilang katawan at aktibo pa.
I find that people traveling in Australia is what they might do when they're a little bit older, when they can't do that long travel anymore. But I always think, what a shame, because it is the continent here of exploration. We shouldn't be leaving it till we're too, long in the tooth. You want to get out and be able to walk Kings Canyon in the middle of Australia. It's gorgeous, beautiful oasis in the middle of a canyon that you can hike up to the top of to see.
Habang marami sa kanya mga kliyente ay masigasig na maglakbay sa ibang bansa, napansin naman ni Bert Whistle na mas maraming manlalakbay ay nagpapasyang mag-cruise o maglayag sa buong Australia at pagkonekta nito sa mga pakete sa paglalakbay na nakabatay sa lupa o mga land-based travel packages.
Might start from Sydney and go to Perth or Brisbane up to Darwin, and then they might do the Ghan down into Adelaide. And we've seen people realize they don't want to just see Australia by sea. And so obviously they get off the ship and they might do some land-based touring. And of course, it gives them the best of both worlds. They get to see beautiful coastlines and regional areas that might not be able to be easily accessed. So a cruise ship can be quite beautiful and easy to get around and to access different ports.
Kung ikaw ay nag-aalala na matrap o hindi makaalis mula sa isang barko, iminumungkahi ni Bert Whistle na gawin ang 4 na araw na pagsakay ng tren mula sa Darwin patungong Adelaide na Ghan Expedition para sa isang mas nakakainganyong karanasan. Sa nalalapit na 90th anibersaryo ng nabanggit na ekspedisyon, payo ni Bert Whistle na magpatala ng maaga upang magarantiya ang pwesto para sa 2,179 na kilometrong pagbiyahe sa tren.
It does go to Cooper Pedy. So if you think about those underground homes that they do stop on that journey. And the train is such a fun experience. You get to share a 4-night trip on off-train experiences. So for a morning, you might go out to Catherine Gorge and see that. And certainly from a travel point of view, it's a very easy option to just hop on the train in Darwin, head down for a couple of hours, hop off in Catherine, have a nice couple of hours off, see the beautiful Catherine, and then you head on down to Alice Springs. And so the whole way through, you're seeing the Red Centre, which of course we all know. Most people think, oh, I'd love to see it, but never get to see it.
Marami sa mga kliyente ni Yarna Weiss na manlalakbay na nasa edad 50 pataas ay masigasig na tuklasin ang kagandahan ng mga isla ng Australia. Kabilang sa mga paboritong destinasyon ang Hamilton Island, Norfolk Island at Fraser Island ang pinakamalaking buhanging isla sa mundo.
We just have been recently there. It turns out to be a really well-loved spot just for a week to hang out and to explore the island. With guided tours, this depends how active you would like to be and how much you trust yourself to hire a four-wheel drive and go over the sand.
Inirerekomenda ni Tracy Rivers mula sa National Seniors Travel ang lugar ng Tasmania. Napag-alaman ng kamakailang survey ng Roy Morgan na ang kabisera na Hobart ay ang pinakamabilis na lumalagong destinasyon ng paglalakbay sa bansa. Ito ay inirango na pangatlong pinakanais na holiday city sa Australia kasunod ng Melbourne at Sydney.
Tasmania is a wonderful destination. It offers varied things. It has an amazing history with Port Arthur and some of the penal colonies that were there at the time. There's also Richmond Bridge, which is an amazing bridge that's there. Also, Tasmania is known for its food and wine. Even though it's a small place, it's lots to see and do.
Mungkahi ni Bronwyn White mula sa New Young Travel, nasubukan ng road trip o paglalakbay na nagmamaneho ng sasakyan para sa isang pakiramdam ng kalayaan at katuwaan. Nakikita niyang mas maraming solo o mag-isang mga naglalakbay, lalo na ang mga kababaihan na lampas sa edad na 55 na sumusubok sa kaunting mga adventure.
That's a sort of trip. A trip around Australia is truly life-changing. And it's a funny topic because people quite often talk about the sense of freedom and that kind of hitting the road and it's you and the road and the red dirt and the Australian bush and nobody else. And I guess it gives you time to really reflect on yourself and being at one with nature. And, you know, those sorts of experiences are really quite transformative for a lot of people.
Sinabi ni Tracy Rivers, palaging isang pakinabang na tignan ng travel insurance upang sumaklaw sa mga hindi inaasahang gastos kahit na naglalakbay ka sa iyong sariling bansa.
It helps if something was to go wrong. Even here in Australia, they're not going to cover for medical costs, obviously because that's covered by Medicare here in Australia. But if something happened and you needed to stay a week later or a flight was cancelled or things happen all the time, it's always a very good idea to have travel insurance.
Hindi lahat ay makakapagbigay ng oras at pera upang bisitahin ang mga kakaibang lugar. Sinabi ni Bronwyn White na kung minsan, ang simpleng pagmamaneho ng isa o dalawang oras sa regional na Australia ay maaring mauwi sa mga kagiliw-giliw na kultural na karanasan.
In and around Sydney even, you can do some indigenous tours not far from Sydney, or you can go, you know, anywhere out bush and then out the outback. But there's some really fabulous and interesting local museums in regional areas and cultural experiences that you can have. I mean, going to the pub and having a lunch at some of these places is a cultural experience. You know, it's out there that you get to meet some really interesting people with really interesting jobs that are on the land. That's the beauty of it. And you're near hospitals, you're safe, you're at home.
SBS Filipino, sa radyo, online at mobile.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.